Today's message really has to do with intercessory prayer, and I guess your intercessory prayer that will take place right now is you're going to pray for the message and the messenger. So you can make that a self-centered prayer if you want to, which is, Lord, don't let him bore me to tears. But let's pray for the message and the messenger. Lord, I ask that you would teach us today, and I ask that you use the words that I speak to bring us along in terms of learning a little bit about how our prayer life works, and I ask that you would make me better than I am, in Jesus' name, amen. I've started this series on fundamentals of the Christian life and our faith, and this is the third one, and this is the third on prayer, and then we're going to switch to worship here next week. But there are several intercessory prayer groups that we have within the context of our church, and I want to at least point them out to you that are under our kind of thing. And if you open that middle page, you're going to see a bunch of them. And the latest one is this Under His Wings one that's going to start next week. But all the things that we do have to do with intercessory prayer, both the Great Banquet, the Awakening, the Sozo Healing Ministry has to do with prayer. Stephen Ministry, in effect, has to do with prayer as well. And so I want to do a teaching today. And this is not really an exhortation or that or counseling. It's just a teaching on about the fundamentals of our intercessory prayer. Now, last week I talked to you about our prayer life, which is that we don't have a prayer life. We have a prayer as a life, literally. And I talked about the Hebrew word pagah, which is the Old Testament word for intercession. But today I want to talk to you about the word entunkano, which is the Greek word for intercession. Now, you have a chart in here, and I need you to change a couple of words in here because I got it wrong when I gave it to Gail, and so I want you to make some changes. On the first column, where it says, pay attention, chance, the third word is not intercession, it is intersection. So if you have a pen and you want to change this stuff, do that. Then on the fourth line, you need to move attitude from the right-hand side to the left-hand side and take assignment and move that to the right-hand side. So attitude would be under the pay attention side, and assignment would be under agent. The next line down, under paying attention and all that, should be available. That's on the right-hand side. It should be on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side should be commitment. Is this clear? Everybody? Anybody don't understand? Good. I did better in first service. So if you make those changes, I'm going to walk through some of this stuff with you. This literally is a teaching today. Because I think we need to understand some of the things. Now, for some of you, this may be new information. For some of you, it may be a refresher course. But I found that over the years, a lot of times I need a refresher course occasionally anyway. So if you got that done, now I want you to read with me 1 Timothy 2:1. Here we go. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men. First of all, then, I urge supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men. And what we see here is that intercession and intercessory prayer is part of the armor and the weapons of the people of God in terms of prayer. Now, there are several types of prayer, and some are included and some are not in this particular verse. But they include praise, prayers, and thanksgivings, petitions, supplications, and intercession. Intercession is peculiar in that it is a weapon for use in spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, and spiritual action. Intercessory prayer can be violent in nature at times in a spiritual sense. Now, if you look at this insert, entunkano is the Greek word for intercession. Okay? So I want to walk through the meaning of intercession. The Greek word entunkano is defined primarily in two different ways if you translate it from the Greek. One has to do with chance, and the other has to do with choice. Chance and choice. Say those words with me. Chance and choice. Entunkano is a word that conveys a chance encounter, such as if you're shopping in a mall, you're standing in a store, and suddenly I come walking out and say, oh, hi, how are you doing, all that. And we get to talking about things, but we had no planned meeting. And suppose just seeing me, it comes to mind that you know, I was just thinking about you this morning. And when I got up, is everything okay? A chance encounter. How many times have you encountered somebody and you know, actually something registers and you know that the Lord is really in this. There's something, this is interesting. You can't prove it, but you can just kind of get a sense of God's presence in a chance encounter. Have you ever had that kind of experience? This means yes, this means no. How many have? You can show your hands. I know I have. Now, I expect all of us have, whether we admit it or not, or sometimes we're not even aware of it. But that's because what appears to be an accident from a strictly human viewpoint isn't, because the Lord has his hand in it. We live forwards, but we interpret our lives as we look back, and I can see God's hands in things back there that I really wasn't quite aware of it. The concept of intercession has in it chance encounters as times of intercession. And one of the definitions for the word entunkano is to light upon by chance, which is also the definition of the word pagah in the Old Testament for intercession, which is to light upon by chance. The second idea is the idea of choice. Now, this concept is to meet a person for consultation or some kind of a meeting, you know. Like we have great banquet meetings and team meetings for those kinds of things. And when I set up a meeting with somebody, it's a matter of choice. Entunkano, intercession, conveys the idea of things that occur by divine chance and things that happen by our own choice. So intercessory prayer doesn't just happen by chance, but we can intercede on purpose with people. But it's in the realm of choice. The Lord will put something on our hearts, and that is heavier than normal. And someone will come to our minds, and you know that you're supposed to pray for them, or you're supposed to go see them or call them or something. And if you don't do it, it can be like a burr under your saddle. It can drive you to distraction if you don't do something about it. Now, I've had those kinds of things, too. I'm sure that some of you have, too. And it's at those times that the third idea or concept enters into the definition of intercession, and that is the idea of champion. So now you have it on that second line, chance, choice, and champion. A champion is someone who does battle for another's rights or honor, and in the spiritual realm, for another's spiritual life. A champion is a militant advocate and defender of something, kind of like David was in his battle with Goliath. Each of those guys were their champion for their countries. David for Israel, Goliath for the Philistines. So there are times when the intercessory prayer that we have becomes war. There are intercessors who are warriors and or defenders of God. So we have within this definition of intercession, which is entunkano, the idea of chance, choice, and champion. Now I want to strengthen this and broaden this definition, so I want to look at the next three lines that are under chance, choice, and champion. Let's see. These are intersection, intervention and interception. Okay, you got that line? See, you with me? This means yes. Okay. Intersection is a word that has to do with encounters. It has to do with crossroads. It has to do with contact. There are probably very few of us that have had our driver's license for any length of time who may have had an encounter, a contact with someone at an intersection at some time in your life. Now, hopefully they weren't all accidents, but some of them were, weren't they? We call it an accident and an accidental meeting, a chance meeting. It happens at an intersection. A chance encounter and a contact at a crossroads, you might say. It happens at an intersection. Now, intercessory prayer is like that, an intersection. The second word here is the word intervention, and intervention takes place because somebody is concerned. They may be concerned for positive or negative reasons, but in both cases, they intervene. They step into a situation. Intervention basically reflects somebody caring. I've been involved with alcoholics who have had interventions, or drug users who have had an intervention by family or friends. How many of you have kids? More than likely, if you have children, you have intervened in their lives someplace along the line to help them in terms of how things work. Some of us have intervened in terms of our parents over the years. Intervention takes place as a result of choice. We choose to do it. So intervention comes about as we approach and we step into a situation, and it is a matter of our choice to care enough to step in. Whether it's an actual physical intervention or a prayer intervention, intercessory prayer is like that. The third word is interception. Interception has to do with a clear confrontation. Now, there's a picture in Genesis 14 where Abraham intercepts the enemy who has captured Lot and his family. Now, I'm going to read verses 14, 8 to 11, and then I want you to join with me in reading 12 to 16. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and they joined battle in the valley of Siddim with Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim was full of bitumen bits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into them, and the rest fled to the mountains. So the enemy took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way. Now join with me in the rest of this reading. They also took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, who was living by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and of Aner. These were allies of Abram. When Abram heard that his kinsmen had been taken captive, he led forth his trained men, born in his house, 318 of them, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And he divided his forces against them by night, he and his servants, and routed them and pursued them to Hobah, north of Damascus. Then he brought back all the goods, also brought back his kinsman Lot with his goods and the women and the people. Now, what you have here is a Old Testament version of an interception where Abram steps in and saves his nephew Lot and his family. Interception. A modern-day picture of this might be in athletics. Life is a trade-off. You have to take this with everything else. Picture, if you will. Oh, gosh. The Chicago Bears professional football team, I guess they're professional, is marching down the field against the Seattle Seahawks. But suddenly, out of nowhere, there is this green and gray jersey that pops into the thing, and the quarterback of Seattle intercepts a pass that was thrown to the tight end of the Chicago Bears and at the 10-yard line of the Bears, and then he runs it back 30 or 40 yards before he is brought down. Can you see it? Probably happened this year. I can. The Bears are real good at interception. What has just taken place, though, is that an advance towards a goal is stopped, but not only is it stopped, but the movement is reversed and transferred to the other hands and moves the other way. Now, that's important in professional football, and it's important in terms of spiritual warfare as well. Interception has to do with a champion who establishes a different direction and begins to advance in that new direction. Intercessory prayer is like that. Intercessors are people who become champions for others. They take the heat for others. A champion moves into a situation, the adversary attacks them instead. In the story of David and Goliath, basically Goliath is standing there hurling insults at all the people of Israel, and David steps in as their intercessor and becomes their champion against the Philistines. Now, if you look at this sheet again, intercession has to do with attitude, assistance, and assignment here. In the scripture, 1 Timothy, that we read, it says, "First of all, then, I urge supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men." And if you notice the first three words, they're very important. It says, "First of all." We're given an assignment that has priority to it. Now, most all of us understand what priorities mean. It has to do with what needs to be first in our lives. We don't have a choice in that. Intercession has to do with committing to an assignment with when it comes to our discipleship. As a Christian, we may have an assignment, but we might also be aware of something by chance. But if you get an assignment, one of the reasons that I came to Woodland Chapel 20 years ago was my parents were 86 years old, and I thought it was about time I got close to home in order for those latter years. And I came in not only as the pastor of Woodland Chapel, but I came in with an assignment also to be my parents' champion in those latter few years. And I knew that was from God. And so I made a commitment not only to Woodland Chapel, but also a commitment in terms of my parents at that time. If you notice the middle word here, assistance, is under choice. The Holy Spirit comes to intercede in you. We're not alone in the intercessions that we make. It's not dependent on our own energy alone or our own understanding of a particular situation necessarily. The Holy Spirit complements beyond the limits of our own particular understanding, intellect, and intelligence. The Holy Spirit says, He puts something on our hearts, and He says, "Pray about this." And we don't always know what to pray for in certain situations, but the Holy Spirit will guide us in our prayers. And sometimes it's in that kind of praying that the Holy Spirit will begin to also reveal things to us through our own intercessory prayer about the situation. And hence I put underneath the word assistance here, revelation. Revelation. Because that's what also sometimes comes to us. The Holy Spirit will alert us to things in terms of our prayers. It also has to do with attitude over on the left-hand side, which has to do with chance, but it also has to do with the assignment that goes with us. Now, if you move down to the next line, you need to be available What that means is that in our daily walk in life, we need to pay attention. And sometimes God will put something in front of us. We need to be available. Oh, I'm supposed to be an agent here, or I'm supposed to pray for this particular situation. Sometimes it gives us revelation in the context of that, but there also may be a commitment in terms of our agency in terms of that. Then if you look at the bottom line, it has to do with vigilance. Vigilance has to do with paying attention. You know, you can walk through life and just be in your own little world. But this has to do with being not only in your own little world, but paying attention to what's going on around you. And persistence has to do that if we're called to be intentional in our prayer life towards somebody, we need to persist in it. And then the other one is perseverance. Sometimes you're the agent. And things are not easy, and so you are the one who is the champion in a given situation or a person's life, and you have to persevere through it. Now, this is not a condemnation of us or of any church for that matter. A lot of times we'll come together in intercession in church. It doesn't last very long, but we may have something in our lives, but we don't seem to have enough staying power. We'll pray for something or someone on a Sunday morning, like maybe you have already done here, but do we carry it anywhere else? A lot of times, no. We drop it at the door as we go into the atrium. Occasionally, we might last a day or so, and then we let it go. But our problem is we don't have that staying power, because this is the truth: out of sight, out of mind. Now, we're involved in a lot of intercessory prayer ministries here, and all of those have to do with being vigilant and persistent and persevering in our praying. And so I raised this teaching up on intercession in terms of our prayer life, because it's one of the fundamentals of the Christian life. It's part of who we are as His people. Sometimes it's chance encounters. Sometimes we are doing it by choice, like you might intervene in somebody's life. Might be a child, might be a parent, might be a brother, sister, might be, you know, people that you know that you're good friends with. And sometimes we become agents, where we're focused champions and we are called to intervene in people's lives. Those of you who are serving on great banquet teams or have served on great banquet teams, by the way, you were an agent at that time in terms of a lot of people's lives. You were doing it because you become a champion in terms of their life. Now, one of the things we do as God's people, and as I said, some of you, this is a refresher course. For some of you, this may be new. Intercession is part of our prayer life for other people. And I want you to be aware of that in terms of a fundamental of our Christian life. So let's pray. Lord, reveal to our hearts as well as to our minds what we are called to be and to do with our prayer life if we are your people as you call us to be. And especially this morning, we lift up our lives to you in terms of being your intercessors around us in our daily walk, whether it be chance meetings that we have, or whether we are intervening in other people's lives by choice, or whether we know that we have a call to be an agent of yours in a given situation or in a person's life. So help us in these things. Make us aware. In Jesus' name, amen.